What are you doing here, sir?
Laid low, sit up, rock that dog.
Go, bitch.
Hello! Welcome to Talking Trap and Twaddle! Oh, yeah. Back once again for the third episode ever!
It's like the Renegade Master.
I know, yeah. I thought, bloody hell, who let him in? Hiya, you all right, everyone?
Hello. Sorry for deafening you, unnecessarily.
Got some ear defenders.
Giddy ant.
You clearly.
Too many coffees, that lad.
Oh, well, he's not subscribing to Dry January.
I am. And dry's a bone, right?
You sound like it.
High on life.
Dry gin. Dry martini.
High on life.
Cinzano.
I'm also dry.
This lad's on, I'll tell you. Fucking Thunderbirds next.
Welcome back to Talking Trap and Twaddle, the podcast where each week we have a new story.
And we talk about it.
Yes.
We have a little chat.
Volume.
Everything has to be loud.
Yes, because that's good.
And what a story this week.
It's very exciting.
And then a big fat bastard. Sorry, I'll calm down now.
He's not a big fat bastard. He's a talented young man.
People do this for a living, though. Well, I don't know about a living.
What, podcasting?
No. Well, they do. So give us a ring.
Yeah.
Some tips.
Send us a check.
Like competitive eating, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, there's like people in America eat cars and stuff like that. I've seen
cars?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Usually like a 1950s style car.
Yeah.
But car eating's big in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That and having sex with cars as well.
Well, they'll have sex without all of them, won't they?
It's true that. I've actually said there's this fella in America.
So you're telling me this is a thing?
He's got this big, like, fancy car and he shines it, like, polishes it up and that. Then I saw it and then he starts off by, like, kissing the... I nearly said tail lights then, to be American. Kissing the brake light.
Yeah.
And then, like, works his way around, stroking the boots.
Bit of music on.
Gets on with the booty.
Gets on the booty.
Yeah. He's all around.
Before you know it, trousers are down, knees are in dirt, and cocks up exhaust.
Oh,
Christ.
Well, never when it's red hot, though. You know.
I hope he washes it afterwards.
He likes to get lukewarm before he... does the business. But that's true.
I like to think he lubes it up first, because that...
Yeah, well, maybe he likes it rough.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people are into all kinds of things, aren't they? Whatever floats your boats, whatever.
As we've discovered many times on our podcast.
Whatever flicks your switch.
Well, not this lad, though. This lad was an eater. He weren't a shagger. He were a lover, not a fighter.
If you could eat one food for the rest of your... Oh, I tell you what. If you could eat a food that you of your own... body weight, what would it be?
An amount of food.
You've got to eat it all in one sitting.
Do you mean like bogies and crawls or like the body buffet?
That's not really a food though, is it? That's dust that collects up your nose.
I'm confused.
You've got to eat an item of food that's equivalent to your own body weight.
Oh, right. I get you, not that your own body is produced.
No.
Sorry. Oh, no. For a second.
Shit, piss and bogies.
Yeah,
don't want to be eating that.
Body weight in earwax. A
couple of grebs for seasoning.
Snot. So well, yeah, food.
If you had to eat one item of food to the equivalent weight of your... A blancmange? You know how much blancmange you'd have to eat for it to be...
It's very light, isn't it?
Angel delight.
Again? Are you mad?
You need something dense, like a chocolate brownie.
Yeah, spuds.
Spuds, just a pile of spuds. Yeah. Cooked or uncooked.
Did they get... No, what I'd do... It,
can't tell you're from the Northwest, can you?
What are the T's and C's, actually? Because you could get the spuds at your body weight and then turn them into chips because they'll go lighter, won't they?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you still have to eat the peelings.
No!
Yeah. They're fancy chips where they don't peel them, aren't they? Charge an extra fiver in a fancy restaurant for chips with skin on. Lazy bastards.
What would your death row meals be? Oh, that's a bit easier. But it's always a toughie for me, but I think I know.
I know. This is proper Gordon Blue cooking this.
Right, okay.
Prawn cocktail.
Oh, going 80.
I know, yeah.
Bit of paprika.
Steak and chips.
Very 80.
Dion sauce.
Jam roly poly and custard. Old school. Pepper sauce. Yeah. Not fucking Dion, you fancy bastard.
They're killing him with an horse pipe on an escort.
I think my absolute classic would have to be bangers mash and onion gravy. lashings of gravy. If it was just one meal, that's what I'd have.
Well, what's your starter?
Well, I thought it was just one meal. Starter, I'd go for pâté.
Death row, you can get three courses.
I do like pâté and all the relevant bits that come with it. And I quite like for an afters, sticky toffee pudding and custard.
Oof.
Proper stodge.
I think I'd have a chippy.
What would you have?
Your last meal.
I think you'd want an home comfort. If you've been on death row for years, you'd want home comfort. I'd have a chippy tea, chipped pudding, gravy, peas.
You could even have pudding and sausage.
Yeah.
Well, that's your last meal.
Battered sausage on the side.
Yeah.
And then for dessert, I'd have apple crumble and custard.
And what counts as a chippy starter?
Pea wet and babbage yet?
Yeah.
Scallops.
With a sprinkling of scraps.
Fancy.
Yeah. Well, we're a fancy bunch,
aren't we? Tell you what, we've got some sophisticated palates, haven't we, over here? Yeah.
We're off to France.
They would be disgusted with our previous choices.
So across the channel we go.
Yeah, we are.
Off to France with a man named...
Terrari.
I just call him Terrari. I don't think that's correct.
No one even knows if that's his real name or his nickname or what. Yeah. But that was his name that he was known by for his entire life.
Billed as the man with the unstoppable appetite.
He had no satiety level at all, didn't he?
It started going wrong for this lad at an early age. Like, by the time he was a teenager, he could eat a quarter of a bullock in one sitting.
Which was the equivalent of his own weight, which is why... Which is...
Exactly.
Yeah, which is very... Yeah,
he could eat himself in bullock.
Born in 1772 to a working class family in Lyon.
No doubt they're like probably earning a living, like, you know, like digging in mud or, you know, collecting piss and shit for tanning yard or something like that. They're not going to be, so they can't be going out buying a quarter bullock every day.
No. Well, exactly.
For this lad,
and the cupboards were idly busting open, were they?
No. Well, that was a problem. The lad, at a young age, wouldn't stop eating.
Yeah. So do you know what they do? They call in social services, they get a doctor to see him. They try and solve his needs and get to
She's not got big swinging milkers, has she, with his appetite?
Oh, God, no.
Sucked them dry.
Saggy bagpipes.
like Johnny socks. Well, without the feet in them.
Who are Terrari? They don't do any of that stuff. They just chuck him out.
It's a shame for him, really, isn't it? The fact that he's kicked out because he's hungry.
Yeah. I mean, my argument is, when you're young, you're naturally quite hungry anyway. Like, when I was younger, I mean, I'm still a bit like that now, but when I was a lot younger, I used to eat anything in sight. Like, you have got, like...
Oh, you could, couldn't you? You could eat anything as a teenager.
Yeah,
I remember getting them bags of jammy donuts from Asda's. Oh, I'd go for a full pack.
Yeah. I tell you what, a 40 tube of Jaffa cakes.
Gone.
Literally in 10 minutes.
What did you live off at school? What was your go-to school dinner? Mine was chip barm and gravy.
Yeah.
Every day for 5 years.
Aussie crunch.
Oh, I used to love an Aussie crunch. They used to do these amazing baguettes at my school as well. Chicken Jalfrezi with melted cheese on top.
You pumped up bastard.
I went to a really rough school, so...
Chips and gravy with a barm cake every day. Couple of turkey drummers in my coat pocket.
Oh,
I could get away with it.
Turkey drummers. No, but Terreri's family, I mean, they just basically couldn't afford to keep him.
Well, they couldn't.
They couldn't afford his appetite rather than they couldn't afford to keep him. So he was turfed out at about 14, wasn't he, approximately?
Well, he gets in with a band of wrong-uns. I mean, because what else is he going to do? It's like Oliver Twist.
Well, I think he spends a bit of time, doesn't he, like, rummaging through bins and...
Eating anything he could get his mitts on, basically.
Well, yeah, he gets in with a gang of wrong-uns and they tour the country. Like, I don't think it's like a formal tour. They're playing in the Preston Guild Hall one night and, you know, it's just sort of a meander around the country.
So when you say wrong-uns...
Like thieves, prostitutes.
Oh.
Vagabonds, bad-uns. People who don't really have a place in society.
So is he just doing a bit of pickpocketing and...
Well, he's sort of...
Nicking loads of bread and...
He's just sort of surviving, and then he gets in with these people, and then they have a bit of a freak show, and he gets a job as a warm-up act.
For a travelling charlatan, I believe.
For these wrong... Because wherever they go, they're trying to make a few quid, and then they can see, like, he's hungry all the time. So... They get him on.
Still bastard eating that twat.
Yeah, but do you know what they start feeding him as part of this warm-up act? Corks, stones, and live animals.
No. I read that one of his trademark acts, which I don't know, I mean, was a basket of apples.
He could eat a whole bushel of apples.
Yeah.
Whole? Like an apple hole?
Yeah, but not just one whole apple. A whole bushel of whole apples. Just tip him in. Like Desperate Dan, just tip it in. Open his gob.
That's crazy. I heard as well he was particularly fond of snake meat.
Snake? Where do you get snake meat from in France? Where it's snakes?
They have grass snakes, don't they? But they'd have to eat a lot to satiate
him. They're not all around.
Adders.
Yeah. But he was fond of snake meat. That was boa
constrictors.
Rats. But
what they do is, while Terrari is doing all this mad stuff, all his mates, they go in picking the pockets, aren't they?
Yeah.
Of the
distracting
audience.
Them all.
While they're marvelling.
So he's not just hungry anymore. He is hungry.
Well, he is hungry.
But he's fine-tuned his eating skills. He's taking advantage of his insatiable hunger.
So he's eating more than just general foodstuffs. It's actually going to, like, almost like household objects.
Well, he starts off as the warm-up man, and it's not long before he's the star attraction, and they're billing him as the incredible man who can eat anything.
So he's been a bit of an act, just chucking bits and pieces down him.
According to those who saw his act, he seized a live cat with his teeth.
A cat?
Yeah.
Disemboweled it, sucked its blood and ate it, leaving the bare skeleton only.
Oh, bollocks.
He ate dogs in the same manner, and on one occasion, it is said he swallowed a live eel whole without chewing it.
Just like what?
Direct quote from the time eyewitness account.
I don't like the fact that you've left the eel to the end. Like, that was the crescendo.
Oh, sorry.
Like, I reckon I could eat an eel. But the cat, I'm not eating a cat and leaving its bones.
He ate the fur, but left the bones.
I think it's important to note, though, he all the way at the fur, he did later vomit that up.
Did he? What, a hairball?
Yeah, he did vomit that up, apparently. So even though he, you know, he ate everything else, intestines and drank its blood, he did, like, stick the fur back up.
Ah.
Can you imagine how minging that would
be? Microchip in your teeth.
Jesus Christ.
He's got a good stomach, though, hasn't he, to be able to separate it?
I don't imagine cat meat would be nice. I don't imagine cat meat would be nice at all.
I'm no cat lover, but...
I wouldn't eat one.
I couldn't eat one.
Couldn't eat a full one.
Well, not raw, anyway.
No.
Stick it up, Bab.
Spit roast.
Was it alive?
Yeah.
He ripped
his head
off
with
his teeth.
Listen to the quote. He seized the live cat with his teeth. He disemboweled it with his teeth. He sucked its blood, not with his teeth, and he ate it.
Oh.
Straight in there.
It's crazy, that.
You better lock your pet pussy up.
I don't know. Pussy in my pocket.
Or a Pringles tube full of jam.
Yeah.
He'd be fucking all over that.
Yeah,
right.
I know, yeah. No wonder we've got bloody rats following him. Pringles tube full of jam.
Pet pussy.
Don't knock it. Have you seen how much them pet pussies are on Love Honey?
Love Honey.
Lovehoney.com.
Yeah.
Pet pussy and ash, yeah. There's a hole each.
Huh?
There's a bum hole and there's a pussy
I know,
hole.
Like, I've got a Pringles tube and a jam jar. Marmite tube.
No. It's like an ass with a big sucker
with the
on.
Marmite in.
Yeah. I'm not paying bloody 200 quid for a pet pussy.
No.
Pringles tube.
Suckering it onto the desk.
Yeah. Off you go.
Off you go. Well, this lad is destined for stardom. So where do you go in France if you want to be a star? You go to Paris.
Paris.
Gay Paris.
Gay Paris.
To work as a street performer. So he's doing it and he is making a killing.
I mean, if I saw somebody eating a rat in the street, I'd probably stop and watch.
I think he was eating all sorts, wasn't he, at the stage? But was it also something that went quite wrong here for him?
He did, he had an incident.
Oh,
he had a little incident, didn't he, when he went to Paris?
He had a severe intestinal obstruction.
I'm not fucking surprised, eating corks and stones and cats.
Members of the crowd had to carry him to the Hotel Dieu Hospital, where he was treated with powerful laxatives.
Was he?
Yeah.
I can imagine that was nice to be around.
No.
You'll be glad to know he makes a full recovery.
Does he? I think at this point as well, because he started making a bit of a name for himself, We should point out it on his physical appearance, because he didn't look like the average everyday Joe, did he? Or
no.
Well, bearing in mind he eats everything in sight, and I mean everything in sight, it said that he is quite slim and of an average height.
Really?
Yeah. At the age of 17, he weighed only 100 pounds. That's like...
which is like... that's seven stone.
Two.
Yeah.
It's not much, is it?
He had unusually soft fur hair.
Oh.
And an abnormally wide mouth in which his teeth were heavily stained.
Oh.
And his lips were almost invisible.
Invisible lips?
Yeah.
Sounds like Zippy.
I don't understand what invisible lips are.
Well, I think it's because if you've not...
Maybe he's pulled his mouth so wide to like really fit stuff in, they've gone really thin.
Ooh.
Well, you know, like he's an old hag who's been smoking too much.
Yeah.
Like really thin lips. He sounded quite handsome up until that point.
Soft fair hair. Yeah. I mean, if you look...
But then why God stained teeth?
If you look gob up...
yeah.
He'd be all right.
And chin down.
Chin down, he'd be sound.
He's only 100 pounds. Apparently, I read that he could dislocate his mouth and open it like a snake.
Right. But that's good for blowies.
For the man with the wider than average girth.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't sort that, mate. It's too big. It's too big. You've got to get your own here for that.
No, but you know what I mean?
Although he did have some problems, because he ate so much food with this insatiable hunger, his belly skin had to stretch to like massive size to fit in all the food. So when he'd like passed some of the food, he'd not ate for a while, his skin used to sag down, and it was so saggy, he could like tied in a knot almost. He had loads of saggy skin, and he had big saggy jowly jaws.
So he's not that handsome then?
No.
He's not that handsome.
He started off handsome, but then, you know, the act took its toll.
So what's going on here? Like, is he eating loads of food and getting fat? And then
he temporarily expands due to the volume of food.
There's something medically wrong with this man.
But also, you've got to think...
You're quite right.
And I think with all these folds of loose skin would come a fetid smell. Like, basically, he had horrendous...
Jesus Christ, we've gone from 100 pounds, fur skin, fur hair, and handsome eyes and nose, to fucking big mouth, no lips, manky teeth, saggy skin, and fucking stunk now.
Yeah, he's got BO all right. Apparently, he could see a vapour rising from him.
He has problems with his personal odour.
You can see a vapour?
A vapour of BO mist.
Reports, again, from the time... Say, his body was hot to the touch.
That's a fucking comic. I've never seen anything smell that much that you can see a mist.
Well,
maybe manure.
Let me give
maybe
you the
fresh
facts.
Manure is the only thing that you're going to get a vapour of odour.
Let me give you the facts. His body was hot to the touch and he sweated heavily. He dripped a constant sweat that stunk like sewer water. It would rise off him in a vapour so putrid. You could see it drifting around him in a visible cloud of stink.
There we go.
Bearing in mind, right, this is Paris in the 1770s.
Everyone stinks.
Everything fucking stinks. Everywhere stinks.
Everything.
So the fact that this guy overly stinks.
Worse than everything.
He stinks than anything else, and they're chucking shit in the streets.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
He was renowned for it. He was renowned for being a big, smelly, fat...
It was put into his medical records. He stank to such a degree that he could not be endured within a distance of 20 paces.
Oh!
So that's about 10 metres, isn't it?
Get back 20... Bloody hell, I bet there was...
He's not going to cop off this lad, is he? You know what I'm saying?
I can't see it. I've got written down here, foul beyond conception.
Yeah.
There's a nice little...
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Nice little note. There also a chronic diarrhoea.
I'm surprised. Well, I'll just have a rat in a car.
Yeah.
So he's just shitting himself all the time.
He has to go
that's
poop.
Probably, I think that's probably contributing to this fetid smell as well. He's got BO, smells like shit, loads of loose skin, massive gob. He's got absolutely nil poids going for him.
He has got nil poids. But despite this massive intake of food, he never put on much weight. He didn't. Because there was something obviously wrong with his
metabolism. No calories in a bike. Yeah. Empty calories.
Monsieur. Honk, honk.
Fuck off, Tiori, stand up. Fucking honk it every time he sits down.
We Tour de France, what? Come on.
Honk, honk. So they did do some tests on him, like doctors got hold of him, because they thought he was just barking mad. They thought he was absolute fucking...
But then they found out he'd had a Jack Russell with him before.
They thought he was batshit crazy. But he wasn't.
He could go on. He could really go on. And a belly full of other things.
Doctors of the time said there was nothing of the type of mental illness or unusual behaviour. He only suffered with temperament that had a lack of ideas and force. So he wasn't highly what? Motivated.
I'm not surprised.
He could think about was eating. That's all he wanted to do.
You eat too much at Christmas.
Yeah.
And you just feel tired.
Yeah. Like lethargic.
Your belly hurts.
What's it called, that?
Lethargy.
Lethargy, is that what it's called?
I think, yeah, lethargy. Mm. Who knows?
Well, that's how he is all the time.
Post-dinner slump.
Yeah.
How many calories, on average, do you think someone eats on Christmas Day?
Oh, it must be 3,000.
5,000.
Do you know what? I don't think you're probably too far from the truth.
What's your guess?
I said just over three. Three to three,
three
five.
Three, five, five, three.
3,500.
Sorry, I'd love to give it to you, but...
What? You don't know?
It's 6,000 calories. Is Chris it? Is a winner.
Yes.
6,000? Christ.
6,000, on average... So the doctors say he's just a young man with an inexplicably large
appetite. Overactive thyroid.
Well, I was thinking IBS, but I think that's when it... Well, yeah, possibly, because he always had diarrhoea.
I bet he did have IBS.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It must have been very irritated.
I've got to stop eating them live cats. They don't sit well with me.
They don't agree with me.
Or they repeat. Chuck us them Rennie. Chuck us them Rennie over here.
Can you give us gone love?
I've had a cat again.
Oh, pushing a collar out.
Imagine shitting an ear like
that. You do a shit and a little bell rings.
Honk, honk.
It also makes me concerned. He can't have gone for a number two in the toilet because he must have just done it on the street. Because how can you shit out metal things?
I think he went wherever he had to go because it says in the notes.
Whenever he got caught
short. He has chronic diarrhoea. And after he'd done his eating, after he'd done his performance.
1770s, people are shitting all over.
After he'd done his performance,
he had no sewers then, did they?
No.
He'd release it, but a lot of it would be undigested.
What, so just bits of bark?
So it'd just go through him and like he'd pebble dash.
Yeah. Oh, Bradley Wiggins spraying up that wall.
he's not a well man, but apparently the doctors say that he's well enough for military service.
Oh, is this the French Revolution?
It is indeed.
No.
Oh.
It's the French Revolutionary Army.
So he got, what is this national service that he's got in for, or has he put himself forward?
Well, there's a war, so they're looking for troops.
I would never have guessed.
But you always said that you were a stickler for detail.
So it's the 1790s, and it's the War of the First Coalition.
Ooh.
Oh, God, it's written there. Jesus.
He joins up this lad.
What kind of, because, you know, I'm
1790s.
You know who I am with mystery.
I know who
and
you
just
are.
General knowledge.
Just everything.
Just knowledge in general, really. What we're talking, are we talking horseback and cannons?
Yeah, sort cannons, of, yeah. Muskets. He wouldn't have been on an horse, that was officers only. He'd have been one of the trogs covered in shit.
He would have been fucking trying to eat it anyway. You know they love their horse meat over there.
Yeah, don't let him near the horses.
He'd be having a right field day.
In fact, don't let him near the cannons. Don't even. Be eating them. Only give him a dagger. Can't eat that. Or one of them maces, ball and chains.
No kit. Yeah. Yes, his kit is just gone. Yeah, just going, where's your kit, Tiori? He's just sucking in his boot lace like spaghetti.
He shits out some trousers. Because the French always had nice cream trousers, didn't they?
Yeah.
Cream trousers, blue tunic, black hat.
Yeah.
Red dicky ball.
They always look like the height of fashion.
Not when he shot him out. So he joins up. But the rations aren't filling his appetite up.
Well, that's the thing. I think he's joined the army, hasn't he? But his hunger still, it's not going to go away. And it needs to be serviced.
He's constantly pestering all the other soldiers for their rations, leftovers. He starts hanging about at the back of the tent, searching on the tip for scraps that, you know, like potato peelings, like what Chris has on his fancy chips.
Yeah.
You know, he's eating anything, onion skins, just what anything that's going. He even starts eating grass just to try and fill himself with anything.
That's the thing, even though he's eating all this stuff, it's not satisfying his hunger, is it?
No.
It's like he's got zero satiety level at all.
And he does go down with extreme exhaustion.
Yeah.
Because he's not getting enough nutrients in him to keep him going.
Yeah, he's not getting enough calories to sustain him. And his officers say that he always looks starving. Yeah. And he always...
He's fuck PTSD, this man's hungry.
You know, he's tired and he's distracted. He's not very good at following orders because they tell him to do something. And then he's trying to eat the horse or
I believe at this point he was taken into the hospital, wasn't he? Because he was taken down for exhaustion. Mm. And the military doctors tested him and his ability to eat. So, apparently, he ate two large meat pies, plates of grease and salt, 4 gallons of milk, and then fell asleep immediately.
Well, it's probably the best meal he'd had in years, that.
Yeah.
Plus, he had two large meat pies.
And I'm not talking, I'm on about plate meat pies.
Like proper meat pies.
Yeah, like full plate meat pies times two.
Plates 4 gallons of milk.
Plates of grease and salt, which I find a little bit odd, but I mean, he'd eat anything, wouldn't he?
4 gallons of milk?
Yeah, in one sitting. And then just fell asleep.
I bet that was the best day of his life.
No wonder he fell asleep, though. I bet he was so, like...
Do you reckon they were all just stood around just thinking, right, let's see how much he'll actually eat?
Yeah. It's the first time in years he's not been eating cats and dogs and snakes and vipers and eels and...
Pie?
A pie? A pie? Really? A real pie?
Bins? Let's not forget he's been scourging through bins for...
Live eels in one go.
Yeah, good immune system, though. Like we said before.
Yeah.
Fuck Yakult, this lad's on bin juice.
On bin juice, dinks on it.
Oh, bin juice is the worst. Whenever you take...
He has a shot every morning.
Yeah, bin juice keeps the doctor away.
So the military surgeons, these guys, they are fascinated with him. There is one doctor in particular called Dr. Corville, who takes Tarara under his wing.
Ooh.
And like you say, Oriel, he starts to do tests on him. And as part of these tests, after he's eaten all that food, all them meat pies and milk and that, they watch him and they say that his belly swells up like a great big balloon. And then very quickly after, it deflates.
So where's all food going?
So where's it going? Well, it's like it's going like the clappers, his body, because he's still not fat.
Just processing it that quickly for him to visibly see his stomach. Yeah.
His stomach's like a furnace.
On one day, they starve
him. It's like so hot and clammy.
Oh, yeah.
They starve him.
Skin's expanding as well.
They starve him for a couple of days.
Oh, my God.
And then they present him with a live cat.
Oh, so the experiments have gone from let's give it, see how much he can eat, to let's see what he can eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the list of everything else that they give him. Here we go. Snakes.
Do you reckon they're having a bet, these doctors?
Oh,
right, okay, we'll start off with a cat, and then we'll give him... Oh, should we give him a puppy?
Who's going to eat a puppy?
He's fucking at that puppy.
They give him a box of puppies. He eats the puppies. So don't know where they go. Obviously, a paedophile in the ranks.
Box of sweets. Box of puppies. Yeah.
Bag of fried eggs and a box of puppies. Then they go on to snakes.
Yeah,
now lizards. Oh. Where are they getting these from?
All the lizards are all in France.
Eels. Now he pulled out this big eel, apparently. So he must have been telling them, "This is, you know, oh, I've had all this meat.
Showing off.
Yeah, oh, I've had all sorts of eels and all." So they get a box of eels in.
Come on, then.
And apparently, he gets the head, the eels live, crushes their head with his teeth. And then down in one, like spaghetti.
Well, you don't want them biting at your insides, do you? No. You know,
told
like
you
nibbling
though.
On your liver.
Told Ooh. You. Jaws like that, eel down in one, he'd be good at giving blowies.
Deep throat.
Wouldn't he? He takes deep throat to another level.
There's nothing wrong with his deep throat technique.
Oh, Christ.
I'm a bit
eels.
I'm a bit worried about him biting the head first, though.
Yeah. What, you like that?
Well, I don't want a bit of tea. I don't want it crushing.
Crushing.
Oh, he's crushed me, Japper. They give him all this stuff, and he won't sit down, does he? Like, give me more problem.
He does.
But they've got to the point now where it's like, well, he needs to be eating the rations of four men.
Minimum.
Just to be keeping him awake.
Yeah.
No lack of energy. And they're like, well, what can we do with him?
Yeah, what can we do with this lad? Surely he's good for something.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Is he?
Well, story unfolds, doesn't it?
Promotion! I tell you what, you'll be good at, son. A spy.
Spy.
Why will he be good as a spy, Paul?
Because they can put stuff in his belly.
This is absolute bollocks.
He can eat stuff and then shit it out at the other end.
This is ridiculous, this story now. So basically, what they do is they figure, well, look, he can eat all this stuff. What we can do is put secret messages inside him.
Hey.
It's a time of carrier pigeons, this. I mean, having a human with a message inside him is like a promotion in the world of espionage, isn't it? You know,
Yes. That's
top secret information in that box.
So what they do is they do a little tester. They get a message, like a secret message that they want to get across the border.
Yeah.
And they put it in a little wooden box. Old Teori, down in one.
Do you think they had to, like, put the box inside a square of cheese to tempt him to eat it?
Oh, no. Fucking hell, he's eating bikes. He's not going to be in a little wooden box. I did wonder how big this box was.
Do you think it had, like, really massive writing? Like, a really big dob of pen? I think they probably went small, didn't they?
I'm crapping out a coffin. And why in a wooden box? Why could they not put it in like a little Etsian sack or something?
Because his digestive juices would have digested it.
Yeah. A bit like silk, that doesn't break down, does it? Put it in a little silk pouch.
I've never
it's got to be better than a wooden box.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with putting it in your sock?
Because then it's easily searchable.
Or at least just put it up your backside.
Well, yeah, just
because you can shove a finger up your...
Oh,
think
you won't
want to
put it up his.
Yeah, nobody's putting anything anywhere near his rectum.
No, not with his smell.
Well, war's a dirty game.
Well, they say that, don't they?
So, basically, they're making old Traore into what?
Terrari.
They're making old Traore. Tiare.
Tiare.
I love these. You get at least one every episode.
What's he called? Terrari.
Terrari. Ooh, have a Terrari.
Terrari.
Terrari. Basically, they're turning into a human fortune cookie, really, aren't they?
Yeah,
yes,
essentially.
They are.
They've put in a little message in there for him.
A message in a bottle.
And I imagine he feels quite good about this because it seems like
he's got a little bit of purpose.
He's now been promoted.
He's getting his full rations.
He's getting extra food. He's probably getting a bit of double bubble in his pay.
Yeah.
And he's not just seen as this little stinker who's eating out the bins.
Yeah,
you know.
He's not just eating bloody.
He's a man of purpose.
Cowbells. He's eating secret messages that he's going to take across the border into German territory.
Yeah, he is.
How exciting!
Very exciting.
Except,
well. They set him on a mission to prove his worth.
Well, here we go. This is the big mission for him. It's time to prove himself.
Yes,
I can carry a message in my stomach after I've eaten it in a little tiny box.
And breathe.
So he goes towards the Prussian border, doesn't he?
Mm.
This is where he's headed with this little box of notes inside his stomach.
Can we just...
What we've heard already, I'm imagining it's been like a chest full of scrolls.
Oh, yeah. It's not even a good note, is it?
Just to say, before they send him on his mission,
all right,
he has to demonstrate to the general his ability to swallow this box. Ooh. And so they gather all the commanders.
Come in my tent and let's see how good you are at swallowing.
No, it's not pervert.
I've got a million little messages for you.
You've got to get the top brass to buy into this plan.
All right.
They're thinking, well, this is like some harebrained scheme.
Yeah.
So they get all the top brass assembled and they give Terrari the box in front of all and he eats it. And they're going, oh, that's brilliant, yeah. And as a reward, they give him £30 of raw bull's lungs and liver as a reward. No, that's a reward. He's thinking, get
he's
in.
He's probably rubbing his hands, isn't he?
Get in. £30 of liver and lungs. My favourite.
Awful, awful. All about the awful.
It was bloody awful.
Awful buffet.
Awful buffet. Come and get it.
Oh, can you imagine eating lungs?
I bet it'd stink as well. On top of his smell.
There's no fridges, is there?
He's a wrong one, this lad. He's not right.
He's like one of them weird feeder people, and he'll just be like, he'll eat anything for anything.
I think the feeder here are the generals.
Well, yeah. Cow's lungs.
Here, lad, eat this box and eat these cow's lungs.
Oh, God. Oh.
Cracking one off.
Do I have to eat this box? Well, we'll give you a lot of cow's lungs if you eat it.
All right. Yeah. Times are hard.
Pass it over here.
I wonder what he sounded like.
Do you reckon he's one of them? You know, we all know him. The like idiots and who'll do anything for a laugh.
Oh, like absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like it's like, oh, I like eat baubles.
Yeah. Or cactus.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, go on, Tiori. Go on, eat that box. Go on.
Eat that box. And I'll get your pie. Go on.
Eat it.
Look.
Come watch this Tiori here. Watch him. Hey, get the meals over here. I'm going home getting some pins. Fucking hell, where's my bike gone?
I use Nick Dog. Yeah. Don't tell wife.
Well, with this successful trial, he passes a test and he's sent on his mission. And they write the note.
But he feels really proud.
They put the note in his gob, swallows it down, notes in his belly. And they say to him, is really, really important.
Like a Trojan horse.
Super important. You cannot let us down, Tarare. These are documents of great military significance. So off he goes and he crosses into the Prussian lines under cover of darkness, disguised as a German peasant. Now, he doesn't get so far. And it's not because he's not trying. It's that he sort of attracts attention because here comes this bloke with really saggy face who stinks like shit worse than anyone else.
With a wing mirror hanging out of his teeth.
And he's a German peasant who doesn't speak a word of German. Now, they've not really thought this through. He's picked up by the Prussian military.
Did they do that thing that they do on...
And they work out
The Great Escape, where they do a bit of German and then change it to English.
And they go, you're welcome. And he goes, thank you. Yeah. And he turns himself up. So they get him and he's captured outside the town of Landau. So they pick him up, the authorities, Prussian authorities, and they strip search him like we talked about earlier. Why did they not put the note in his sock?
Yeah, well, they'd have found it.
Because they'd have found it, wouldn't they?
And did they do a full cavity search?
They do a full search. And they find nothing suspicious on his person.
Oh.
Despite being whipped.
Whipped?
By the Prussian soldiers.
Oh.
He refuses to betray his mission. He doesn't give up anything.
Fine soldier.
So then they bring him in front of the local commander, and again he refuses to talk. Tarare, he's doing good, this lad.
Yeah.
Anyway, after 24 hours in captivity, don't know what they did to him. Maybe it was not very nice.
Torture. Yes. Full on German torture. I know what they did.
No, wait, not German, Prussian.
Well, they speak German, but they got them leather gloves and
slapped him across the face.
Yeah.
Nein's fine!
Why?
Give us the information! And he, I haven't got anything! Lion's wine!
Like that. What does that mean?
Lion swine.
Oh, right.
In German.
I can see that. Yeah. Yeah,
very good.
So, after 24 hours, he relents and he tells the scheme to the captors. So, what do? They chain him to a bog. You're going to crap out this box.
Shit out the box!
Yes.
Shit out the box!
I'm genuinely scared for my life right now.
Now, he gets a bit shy. He gets a bit wee shy.
Oh, does he? Yeah. Does he get nerves?
Can't go. He's trying. He's like,
I'm saying when someone's watching.
Can't get his poopy out.
Can you imagine a lot of bloody colonels stood around eyeballing you while you try to poop out a box?
Yeah.
Well, it's not happen, is it?
Eventually, after
shit, antsy box.
30 hours.
I'm trying.
But the lad, he poops out the box.
Give me a chance. It's a bloody chest. Just the drawers.
They retrieve the box from the putrid shite.
I wouldn't like to be the one who had to do that.
They open the box.
Open the box. Clean up the shite!
And the general...
Clean up the shite! Open the box!
The shite!
Yeah, mop down the box.
The general's furious.
Oh,
he's furious. And do you know why he's furious? Why is he
he's sick of sifting through shit, that's why.
Surprised he's furious. He just had to pull a box into a bloke's gaping arsehole.
Terari has been telling them all that...
You know, rubber gloves in them days.
Terari's telling them all that this box has got top secrets in it.
Right.
And they open the box and in it says, this is a test.
Oh!
But Terari didn't know.
So he feels even more shitter because he thought he were doing like a top secret job, even though he didn't give in the end.
Yeah. Well, this Prussian general is fucking... fuming,
the
and he says, that's it, it's the gallows for you, young man.
Oh,
death sentence.
To the
gallows to be hung.
But then after a while, he calms down a bit and he feels a bit sorry for the little fatty flabby.
Oh, is he fat at this point?
Well, I mean flabby, like flappy skin.
I bet he'd be good at that. I bet he'd be good at base jumping.
I was just going to say that.
Like one of them flying squirrels.
Yeah, yeah. You see him on mountains, don't you? There's actual clothing and equipment where you can just jump off.
He didn't need it.
Yeah, he's off.
That's what they shouldn't have bothered with his bloody Trojan horse method. Like they should have gone with paras.
Like
just throwing out of a mountain. Fuck off, Terari.
I'll get up at border.
Like a fruit bat. They're bloody horrible, them fruit bats. Have you seen them? They're like flying foxes.
Oh, they are massive things, aren't they?
They are terrifying. Google fruit bats.
No.
No, I'm not going to.
Seriously, you won't sleep tonight if you do that.
So, yeah, he feels sorry for the flabby man. His pity gets the better of him, and he decides to let Terari go back to the French lines. But as a warning, he gives him a quick thrashing.
Does he?
Yes, before he lets him go. You will not do this again. Yeah. So... he makes his way back to France, this poor Terari. So he gets back to France and he begs the army to never, never make me deliver
please
secret
don't
messages.
Don't make me eat another box, please.
And they go, well, we're not going to make you do that again because you were rubbish anyway. And so he gets sent back to the doctor.
Oh.
And the doctor, Dr. Percy.
Well, they've no use for him now, have they?
No. I
mean, he's eating too much.
He's well, eating
he
way
can't
too
even
much.
Do his magic box trick properly. What are we going to do with him?
His
head's gone a bit as well.
I think he's gone a bit. Yeah, I was thinking he's lost
his
mind a little bit.
And he begs this doctor to fix him.
Please.
Say, Dr. Percy.
Please cure me. I just want to have some moo frit and sit on the course with a bottle of cheap plonk like the rest of my French brothers. Please, doctor.
All I want is a bucket full of bull's livers.
Mules.
Is that too much to ask?
I just want a baguette and a croissant.
Yeah.
And then the other stereotypical foods. Wee wee.
Please.
I'll have a block of brie, please.
Have some camembert. And a bottle of Chateau de Beaujolais.
I just want a necklace of garlic.
That was a good French noise you just made. I want some French onion soup.
But he just wants to be a real boy again, doesn't he?
He just wants to be well. And he says to Dr. Percy, I will
do anything.
Anything.
To be normal.
So... olden day cures. Who likes an olden day cure?
Well, it's going to be a good one.
This
right,
good
olden
one.
Day cures for insatiable eating. Wine, vinegar and tobacco in pill form. Unsuccessful.
No good.
No good.
No good.
Nicorette gum.
Large quantities of soft boiled eggs.
That's going to bung him up.
Unsuccessful.
No, opium. Large quantities.
Well,
unsuccessful. Yeah, so all he's done is come out high, stinking of chips, and bunged up.
It's not so bad, that, is it?
Not really. No, yeah, and farting like no tomorrow because he's had large quantities of soft boiled eggs.
He's firing boiled eggs out of his arse like Paul fires peanuts.
Like one of them acts at Blackpool. Legs akimbo.
Kimbo. They put him on a diet. Not a diet. A controlled, a controlled eating regime. However, it fails because they find him outside the hospital eating scraps.
He'd sneak out.
He can't keep heads at bins, this lad.
No.
And I know he'd have been murdered, you know, he'd have been murdered down Asda, you know, when it's like out of date stuff.
Oh, on Benefit Corner?
Yeah,
Jesus, I've seen a couple of grannies.
Rustling. Yeah, whoopsies. Oh, he'd have loved it. Yeah. He'd have been alright, he's
taking whoopsies to a new level. Eating bloody bin, bloody. That, butchers off cuts
in whoopsie, bin. The whoopsie corner's fantastic though. I've been very close to flooring grannies for 10p pies. I have. It gets really heated.
It does, doesn't it? Kicks
it gets
off big
really,
time.
Really heated.
What's your best whoopsie purchase?
Go cook on. A pie 7p. Yeah. But yeah, he escaped, didn't he, from the hospital to scavenge for offal.
He did.
And fight stray dogs for carrion.
It gets worse and worse.
Roadkill.
Roadkill.
It gets squirrels.
Worse. It gets worse. Worse now, than eating roadkill. Fighting cats for roadkill.
You know olden day medicine?
Yeah.
What did they used to do? You've got too much blood. So they do the old bloodletting.
Oh, yeah.
Like the barber's pole. That's why you have a red and white pole. And it's like barbers. All the blood that was collected, he would sit by the bedside and drink it.
Oh, can you imagine him with his big...
Well, then again, he's drank cat's blood, so that's probably quite
big bloody extreme. Cheshire grin smile full of blood.
Oh, like it just looked like he'd been on red wine, wasn't he?
Yeah. He has got a big gob, so... Yeah.
And then one night, it gets really bad. He's, like, desperately hungry, but they've locked him in the hospital. So he can't get out. He can't get out to bins. Oh, fuck all.
Bindi, wasn't it? Bindi. Yeah. They've all been emptied. Oh, but he hated Bindi.
I bet he hated Bindi.
Oh.
I bet there were never Bindi. I bet they cancelled the bin contract.
Yeah, green bin where
he's just
favourite.
Get them all. Well, I'm not joking. He's really struggling. Finds himself in the mortuary. Yeah, has a bit of a nibble on some of the dead bodies.
That's hit. Oh, he's hit rock bottom there, hasn't he?
It's at this point.
Literally.
It's at this point they think he's
a bit of rump.
He might be suffering from a mental illness.
You reckon?
Fuck me.
You reckon?
Jesus.
You're dragging him
Tell something that we don't know.
Psychiatrist, but he had Cheslong.
There's a lot of pressure.
She died week before.
That is
poor Ches, God rest her soul.
There's a lot of pressure from some of the doctors to transfer him to a lunatic asylum.
I'm not bloody surprised.
However,
get him on lithium.
Dr. Percy, he says no.
He does. He has a bit of a soft spot.
He's got quite the. He's got quite the penchant for Terraria, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's been a shoulder to cry on, hasn't he? And he's I just want to be a real boy. And that's kind of melted.
Well, he keeps him around, Percy. He's trying his best, but then a bad thing happens.
Oh, fucking hell.
It gets really bad now, doesn't
it? It gets a bit dark.
It gets very dark.
He's got his licky bill.
He gets
he's eating fruit wires.
He's at the wires.
He's at hot candles.
Fucking hell, he's at the wires. He's drank the gas lamps. Fucking idiot.
I thought them bulbs last for 7 years. Didn't fucking last 2 minutes with that cunt about.
What's all this LED bollocks? But it come.
Well, he gets hungry, but at the same time of one of his manic hungers, a 14-month baby child goes missing from
he's
the hospital.
He's eating babies.
Oh.
There's no proof. It's
there's no proof apart from him opening his room and he was just cleaning up his mouth with a nappy.
Once this baby's gone missing, Terrare is the prime suspect.
Which is inevitable. Yeah.
So they reckon he's just got this baby and ate it.
They think he's ate this baby. The baby was in the hospital, same hospital as he was in.
Oof.
And then all of a sudden the baby goes missing and Terrare is the prime suspect.
Picking his teeth with a safety pin. I mean, if he's done that, the dirty bastard, horrible bastard.
Well, we don't know, do we? But Dr. Percy says...
It's all hearsay.
I can't trust you, Terrare.
I mean, if he's eating a pudding of apples, or a barrel of apples in one go, then he's probably eating babies. He's
probably
got a baby. To let the truth get in the way of a good story.
No, he's just got it tucked in his cheek.
Yeah, he's eating squirrels, packs of them.
He had a gaggle of geese last week.
A pack of squirrels. 20.
Don't get me started on badgers, he had a full set.
Every time he had a shit, fucking animals are farming wood firing at his arse. Theme tune blurring.
Animals are farming.
Every time he walked in a room, theme tune would start.
Yeah. I think what theme tune of animals?
I can't remember it.
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to Google.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he's chased out of the hospital by a riotous mob. Pitchforks, yeah. You know, burning sticks, and all that.
Yeah.
He disappears,
I'm not surprised,
never to be seen in the hospital again. However, some 4 years later, no one knows where Tarari's been, he reappears.
He's literally been run out of town.
Yeah, he's been on the run, so to speak.
Dr. Percy gets a letter from a Monsieur Tessier of the Versailles Hospital.
Ooh.
Notifying him that there is a patient there who wished to see him.
Oh.
And it was Tarari, aged just 26.
Very young.
26?
Yeah.
So he's had a filled his life.
He's had a busy 10 years.
When I was thinking about this, I just think, you know, 26 actually is a very good age considering what he's actually consumed.
Well...
Yeah. Not done too bad, has he, really? He's
done well not to be dead already.
Well, there's not much nutrients in metal and animal fur.
No.
He gets this message and he makes his way to Versailles. And Tarari is bedridden and weak.
Oh, I'm bedridden and weak.
And Tarari says that 2 years earlier, he'd eaten a golden fork for a bet.
Had hey.
But he'd never pooped it.
Would have never passed.
He'd never passed. It was lodged inside
him. Still stood there waiting to do his speech.
Yeah, and he thinks that that's what was making him feel extremely unwell.
Yeah, he thinks that this lodged fork
is... But he wanted to get it out, so he's cashing in a gold fork.
I know.
It's causing his current weakness.
Don't take cash generators, quick sticks.
Mm.
Be laughing, wouldn't he?
So he hopes his old mucker Percy can find a way to extricate the fork... Make him all better and send him on his way.
You wouldn't want to shit a fork out, would you?
No, not by any stretch.
God, no.
Especially if it gets caught at, like, on an angle.
Oh, that'd be worse than giving birth to a slurpee, yeah. If you think about it.
Yeah, well...
Well, if you did it forks first.
Yeah.
However, Percy, being a top doctor, he recognises that he's not actually suffering from stuck fork syndrome, but poor old Tarari's got advanced TB.
Oh no.
Which was typical of the times, wasn't it?
Well,
oh yeah. People were always dying of TB in them
days. That's what gets me as well. So this is actually what results in his demise, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
But how the hell did he not go downhill before this? It's a natural disease that killed him, and yet...
He's a medical phenomenon.
And eating eels, live cats, cars, metal, watches... Didn't kill him, but this ultimately did.
It did.
It boggles my mind.
About a month later, Tarari, he starts having continuous diarrhoea.
For a change.
Like non-stop shitting.
Oof, Christ.
And that sees him off. He dies shortly afterwards, most likely.
Oh, no.
Dehydration in the end. No.
So was it the tuberculosis?
Tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis that killed
him. Just say TB, dear.
Was it the TB that killed
him? Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's a shame.
What are you going to do with some sort of, like, out of the ordinary corpse body? What do you think they might want to do with it?
Whip him open. Let's
they
have,
have a look, don't they? Let's have an autopsy.
Yeah, when you catch a shark around, you're always wondering what's inside, aren't you?
Yeah, and it'd be a similar situation with Tarari, wouldn't it?
So they think, this is a great opportunity. Let's do an autopsy. It is reported that while Tarari smelt bad alive, that was nothing compared to the stench of him once he died. So the doctors, they start the autopsy, they cut him open, and they are struggling to breathe through the odour that's coming out from his, sort of his stomach cavities.
Jesus
Christ, I don't remember he's having the tea.
He's filling the air with this green gas.
Get bent! This green gas!
What have I told you about spoiling the artistic license? You get bent!
It's not a bloody comic!
Get bent yourself! Go on!
Green gas!
But apparently, as well, his body was just full of pus.
Yeah, now some of the surgeons are refusing to dissect it. They're saying, fuck this. This is beyond the call of duty. Ugh. We're not that interested.
This is disgusting.
In what's going on inside this...
this horrid...
spirit. However, one doctor carried on, curious to find the gold fork. No.
Yeah. He had some debts to pay. That's what it were. Like you said, straight in cash generator with a golden fork and a second generator and Game Boy.
It was reported in the autopsy that his gullet was abnormally wide.
Oh.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Surgeons could see down a broad canal into his stomach.
Oh. I bet you it looked like the bottom of a canal.
Yeah.
On bikes and tyres, trolleys. Probably a couple of trolleys
probably
down there.
Probably a couple of trolleys, yeah.
His liver and gallbladder were abnormally large. His stomach was enormous, covered in ulcers and filling most of his abdominal cavity. His jaws could stretch so wide.
Yes.
It is reported that you could fit a cylinder through his gob that was a foot in circumference.
Bollocks.
So basically...
how big was his head?
Like a football through his gob.
Oh, well.
And I'm not talking a keepy-up-eight little size one.
A proper
a match ball.
So that begs the question, how big was his actual head? He must have been like... ah, even if it's when you've got like up in your mouth, really wide.
Sadly, there is no photographs of how big his gob were.
Is there any drawings?
Yeah, there's drawings.
We'll have to have a look online.
We'll
get
someone
posted.
With a big mouth. Do you know what I mean?
Like I said, Zippy. He just sounds exactly like
Zippy. He looks
like
a bit like, what's that big fish called? What eats everyone? Jaws. Looks a bit like Jaws.
Love Jaws.
There he is.
All about that Jaws life. Yeah,
so,
he's...
he was in a bad way. He was in a bad way. So there you go. That's pretty much it. That's the story of old Terrari.
That's Terrari.
But one thing they had learnt is that the condition was not in his mind. It was not mental.
That's crazy.
It was.
The drawing of it.
He was genuinely hungry.
There is
all
actually
the time.
I actually had a
all
look
that time.
This,
all right, go on.
There is actually a modern day, it's less a disease, more a condition, called Prader-Willi syndrome, which means you have no. It's called Prader-Willi syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Genuinely.
He's not like a fancy cock.
Yeah, like Gucci Gooch.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's the Gucci family. That's the technical name for it. It just means you've got no satiety level. Katie Price's son has got it. For anyone interested.
Well, there's another one that I looked at, which was called polyphagia.
All right.
Polyphagia.
So there's some doctors having a right giggle.
There's something going on. There's a connection with nethers.
Polyphagia, which is uncontrollable eating.
Right, so we've got Prader-Willi syndrome and polyphagia.
Do you think if there was anybody with the same conditions, that they'd be like nipped in the bud at an early stage, they'd be treated? And then it wouldn't get to the extent.
Well, I don't know. Like, it's like, how can you treat it? Because,
well, I'm sure if you've got like an overactive thyroid or
is it hormone?
Oh yeah.
There's loads of things that it could be attributed like that.
Funnily enough, that's what that woman on that shop mobility trolley in Tesco said to me. Excuse me, love. Can you get out of my way?
I've got an overactive thyroid.
I've got polyphagia.
Fucking hell.
Really, she was just getting took whoopsies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stick
at the ready.
Yeah.
I'm about for twat Ethel if she's got them pies before me.
Well,
broken pack of yoghurts, leaking. Well, they're only a 10p, get them.
Yeah, but if you've got polyphagia...
Yeah.
Or Cocky Willy syndrome.
Yeah.
You're not bothered, are you?
Well, no, you'll
eat anything.
Eat the pot as well.
There's a lot. There's some documentaries. There's actually a documentary, ironically, called Can't Stop Eating on YouTube, which is all about Prader-Willi syndrome. It's an eye-opener.
There we go. Old Terrari.
Very interesting.
The big eater, man. The gobbler.
You don't come across them anymore, these big eaters. You know, it's sad, isn't it?
I don't know. In today's society...
there's a lot of chubbers knocking about.
Yeah, but that's just from being greedy. That's not from illness.
Mm. You know, I always find it remarkable, like if you're a big fat bastard.
Shrug of the pill, why don't you?
Yeah.
Like different people and different people's body types. You know, because some people look slim, but then they've got a big gut. But other people store fat in different areas,
don't they? It's all genetics. People are genetically predisposed to look a certain way.
Some people are apples, some people are pears.
Yeah. Some people have got a big saggy undercarriage.
Some people have got a gunt. Fanatical bulges.
Oh, they're horrible.
Oh, I don't like a gunt.
A big sweaty gunt.
Oh, they look when it flies up.
Oh, God. So they look all right from like the head. You know, yeah. Like you're looking down, then suddenly you think, whoa.
Like them people who, if you look at them from behind,
yeah.
You look at them straight on, and it's just a normal shape of an average human.
And then they turn around and turn 90 degrees.
It's like a capital D.
I genuinely just don't understand gunts, though. Like, how have you bypassed the stomach and just gone to the fanny area?
I like to store my fat in my fanny region. It's a conscious choice I made.
But you see people that are like that way all the time. It's a nightmare on the train when it's packed. Oh,
I bet they can't shave it.
Oh, imagine, I bet they wore their arms underneath.
Dark side of the moon.
Yeah. They all reach around.
Yeah. Garden shears.
Oh, took a bit of labby off.
Oh dear. Anyway, we digress.
Well, that's what happens, isn't it? You know, it's a dangerous game shaving.
So what are you going to say? It's a dangerous game eating, then.
So there we go, old Terrari. I hope you enjoyed the story of the French eating man, the gobbly uppity man. He was all right, wasn't he?
He was a nice fella. Meant well.
He meant well.
You say that about everyone, don't
he tried his best. It weren't his fault. He was a try. God loves a try.
If you've got any other stories you'd like us to discuss, then drop us a line on the Facebook and the Twitter.
It can be olden day stories or modern days.
We are quite happy to apply the old talking tripe and twaddle treatment to any of your stories.
And don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes, because that'd be proper good, wouldn't it?
That would be really, really good. That would be excellent.
So we can shoot up the charts.
Oh, yes!
Because you know what? All these bloody professional BBC podcasts are coming along now trying to steal our thunder. Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck off, you bastards.
I
know. Oh.
Anyway, we've been talking drive and twaddle.
I have no idea what's just been happening.
I know, I just literally cut off for like a minute then. Yeah. So yeah, check us out on Twitter, talking tribe and twaddle on Twitter. We've also now got an Instagram page.
Ooh, check you.
If you search for talking tribe and twaddle on Instagram, we will be there. We will post regularly. Send us your episode requests.
Send us your shit in a box.
Oh, God, no. Yeah,
not again. Oh, God. Chris has done that already this year, and it's only 7 days.
Hey, do you know what fascinated me the other day?
Took a dump in a box.
In York, they found a fossilised Viking shit.
Amazing.
It's enormous.
Fossilised?
Yeah. Well, it had been mineralised, I should say.
Yeah.
It wasn't fossilised.
Right.
Real Viking shit.
Shit with bones.
It was real. It's on display now in the York Museum. I saw it on Time Team.
And on that note, I think we'll disappear.
I think we will.
We'll
disappear.
See you soon, very soon, with another tale to talk
about.
I'm going to bed.
Bye.
See you later.
Night,
bye.
Night. God bless. Laid low, did a rough